The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the overall subject that we are discussing is that of Shaitan. Like, Shaitan is not battling God, because he knows he can't beat God, right? Like, he actually believes in God, right? But out of his arrogance, he can't apologize to God, right? And so the fact is, this battle is not between him and Allah. This battle is between us and Shaitan, right? That's the battle that is brewing, and that's something that we have to be mindful of. And at the end of the day, when we pause, when Shaitan wants us to pause, when we get distracted, when Shaitan wants us to get distracted, when I get caught up in this chase and don't pursue my akhirah, I knowingly or unknowingly become a servant of Shaitan, right? And this is the translation of this that we have to be mindful of, right? Our ninth Imam, Al-Jawad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, ما صلي على محمد وآل محمد. He says, من أصغى إلى ناطق فقد عبده. He says that whoever gives their ear to a caller serves that caller. Yeah? Look what the Imam says, very beautiful. Whoever listens and gives their ear, ear meaning like you're not just listening. We listen to a lot of things, but to actually say, you know what, huh, okay, right? That's listening. When you listen to a caller, he says you become a servant of the caller. فَإِنْ كَانَ نَاطِقْ يُؤَدِّي عَنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَقَدْ عَبَدَ اللَّهِ. And so if that caller is calling you towards Allah, you become a servant of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ نَاطِقْ يُؤَدِّي عَنِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَقَدْ عَبَدَ الشَّيْطَانِ. But if that caller is calling you towards Shaitan, you become a servant of Shaitan. Right? And I think it's this duality that is really important for us to understand, right? You know, Allah is Sirat al-Mustaqim. If you think about it, that's a very straight path, isn't it? It's not degrees-wise, it's one way. The other 359 degrees is Shaitan, yeah? And that's the realm of his attack, that he can attack from any one of these ways. And at the end of the day, we either become servants of Shaitan or we become servants of Allah. There is nothing in between, you know what I mean? And you can't have your legs in both places. You can't have your heart in both places. It's a matter, that's why Allah says that submit completely to me, right? Because that's the only way for success. Now what's also really interesting, right, is that I'm either a servant of Shaitan or I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in both of these instances, what's interesting is that it is we who decide who we want to follow. You know what I mean? So it's not that, like, as powerful as Shaitan is, Shaitan does not have the ability to physically make me do anything. Shaitan cannot strip me of my free will, right? Just the way God cannot take away my free will from my choices, that God obviously can from that perspective, right? Because what can God not do? But the fact is that we are created with free will. You know, when it comes to the discussion of will, this Mashiach is will, right? The word Sha'a, we use Masha'Allah, Insha'Allah. This Sha' is Mashiach, Mashiatullah. It's basically translated as the will of God. The will of God appears in different degrees. One is the will that is part of the essence of God. No one can understand it really. No one can strip him of it. No one can even change anything about that. That's part of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And then it comes down to the creation and how that mashiat acts with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is part of that mashia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything. And when He creates us, He adds our own mashiat. He adds our free will into our creation. So it's not something that we earn, but it's something that we are pre-programmed with that no one can strip away. Yeah? That's how free will is there. When you talk about how free will is given to us, it is part of our original creation. And what that means is that no one, like Shaitan, cannot hold my hand and take me to sin. At the end of the day, I choose to follow Shaitan. And this is what Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 100. He says, "Innama sultanuhu," that his authority, yani Shaitan's authority, is only عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. It is only upon those who choose to befriend him. Subhanallah. Yeah, who choose to befriend him. That means when I pick and choose what I'm going to follow, I am choosing to follow Shaitan. Right? None of us will actively say that, right? None of us will say we're devil worshippers, right? Because that has a whole different connotation, right? But when I pick and choose what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, I am choosing with my own free will to be a servant of Shaitan in that particular instance. And all he can do is tempt us, right? We then decide whether or not we are going to accept that temptation. Again, when we look at the Quran, Surah Al-Hijr, verse 39-43, there's a lengthy discussion, and we'll end with this in later. But he says, Shaitan says, I'm going to tempt them, except for a specific group of servants. And then Allah says, هَذَا سِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. He says, my path is established. And look at the wordings of God, right? That look, my path is established. This is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Yeah? إِنَّ عِبَادِيَ لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. He says that my servants absolutely have no authority. You have no authority over them. Yeah? Except for those who choose to follow you and be deviators. Very powerful what God says, right? Like God has said, look, I have shown them the way, right? I'm not going to force them. You can't force them. These guys, these servants will decide for themselves if they want to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim or they want to be on your path. And this is something that Shaitan himself is fully aware of, right? So when Shaitan does all of these things, he tricks us, he tries us, he whispers, he does all of these things, he is entirely aware that at the end of the day, he takes no responsibility. Yeah? Sure, he's already going to hell. You know what I mean? So he'll be like, I'm already here. But as far as him saying, or we saying to God, but Allah, Shaitan tempted me, right? So take my sin and give it to him, it doesn't work like that, right? Every single human being is going to be responsible for their own actions.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين
sunrise.